we've been doing this since 1982, and the purpose is to educate the general public that books are still being banned, because a lot of people are just shocked when they hear it. They think in this day of the internet and what have you that books wouldn't be banned anymore. It's just to create awareness and also to support librarians who want to do programs in their libraries and bookstores and others.
Is the fight usually at libraries when a dispute arises over a banned book? Is that where the center of the focus is these days?
Yeah, it's usually at a library, at an individual library. And it's usually a parent or a group of parents. Once in a while, rarely, it's a teacher. Rarely, it's usually from the outside. And sometimes it's pressure groups, family-friendly groups or family safety groups, people who think that a book that has disturbing content is going to hurt people, is going to harm people.
Is this usually books that are for children or books for adults as well?
Most of the time, it is about young adults or younger. And young adult books tend to, because of the demand for this kind of book, young adult books like Hunger Games and Last True Diary by Sherman Alexie deal with what some people call dark issues, like teen suicide or teens who are unhappy and or who have drug problems. And so there's a feeling among some that if we remove those books from libraries permanently, that the problem will go away. And I think it's a way people, I genuinely respect people who care about protecting our children, but I just really believe that this is not the way to do it, by banning a book.
What happens when a parent or a group demands that a book is banned? Does the library fight this, or does it go to court? What happens usually?
Okay. What usually happens, we hope, is that libraries have a process for this, and usually it's a review process. So let's say a parent comes in and says, our number one banned book is Last True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, and let's say a parent comes in and says, it's got five bad words in it. And the librarian will say, well, we're happy to review this for you. If the person says, I want it off the shelves, the library has a sheet, either online or in paper, that says that the parent can fill out, or anybody can fill out, saying why they don't like the book. The person is urged to read the entire book to try to get the context, because quite often people just focus on a word here and there. And so we encourage people to read the whole book to see, because sometimes that makes a difference. And then it goes to a review committee. And this review committee usually has a community member on it, depending, and a board member, the librarian, the teacher. It just depends. But it's usually a group representing the community. And then a decision is made. And then the person is notified one way or the other. And I will say that we have, in the past few years, been doing extraordinarily well in keeping books on the shelf.
At colleges, there's controversy these days over what are called trigger warnings. That
Yes.
is, warnings that are placed on a work of some sort saying this may offend you. That's not banning outright, but is it of a concern of your organization?
Yes, it's a deep concern of ours. We've been working on this concern a lot. We're unhappy that now we have to deal with colleges and universities. It was usually just public and school libraries, K through 12. But yes, we have had several meetings about this in New York City and other places. The American Association of University Professors has issued a statement that American Library Association endorsed about trigger warnings. Our idea is that trigger warnings are unnecessary and actually harmful. There's a lot of research out there that when people confront ideas that are difficult for them, it helps them to work through whatever problem they might have. And that post-traumatic stress disorder, if people have that, the clinics at the college or university are responsible for dealing with that, not the library. And if teachers, what I have found is that teachers will perhaps informally say, you know, If they know that somebody's really, really going to be upset by something, they might privately say, you know, you ought to know that this might, you've been raped and this might upset you. But to put it on a syllabus for everybody and to say, caution, this statue of a naked man may upset you because you've been raped, is just inappropriate and just really has a chilling effect.